Hello?
Hello. My name is Tony. Hi, how you doing today, sir? My name is Tony. My name is Tony, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or you think you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely vote. Now, could you please let me know if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the following people? Erin Swinner.
Don't know them.
I'm sorry?
I don't know them. No opinion.
Erin Swinner. Okay, you don't know her. What about Greg Kassar?
Don't know.
Joe Biden.
He's too old.
Do you have a favorable or not favorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Debbie Gonzalez, Ingoldsby.
Don't know. Don't know.
Well, what about Roland Gutierrez?
Don't know him.
Chevo Pastrano.
Don't know him.
Ruben Becerra.
Don't know him.
Beto O'Rourke.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Now, sir, in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Aldred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Colin Aldred.
Calling all red, okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Swinner or Chevo Pastrano, who would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them.
So you'll be undecided, correct?
Correct.
Now, here's some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values, whose priorities will be increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Erin Swinner is a third term. It's in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and a conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. And she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today between Erin Sweener or Chavo Pastrano?
Sweener, for a simple reason.
Erin Sweener. Okay. Now, could you please rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative? Use 1 to 5 scale, with 5 most important and 1 not important at all. Climate change and protecting the environment. How important is that to you, from 1 to 5?
And what, I'm sorry, 5 is most important?
Most important and 1 not important.
Okay, 1 is not important, 5 is important. Okay.
Correct.
I would say 4.
What about growth, development, and traffic congestion? 2. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
4.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes.
Say that again.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
4.
Fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
4.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
4.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? 1, whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives. 1, who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures.
The latter, that one, the last one.
The one, okay. Now, here's a few statements you might hear about are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it will make no difference. Now, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Would that make you vote definitely against that candidate, probably vote against, or has no difference. What about if the candidate lives in Hays County now, but they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended... Doesn't matter, okay. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would that make you definitely vote against that candidate? Probably, or make no difference?
You know, it's tough. My, a friend of mine, my old roommate, a defense attorney, and he, he said, represents a lot of people that, you know, so I, it wouldn't matter. Getting that guy a good representation will save you in the end. So it doesn't matter.
So it would make no difference, correct?
Mm-mm, no.
Now, the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism they're not in touch with Hays County.
It doesn't matter.
The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
The attorney didn't do it. He's doing his job. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Swinner. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Aaron Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights. Would that make you feel very positive, somewhat, neutral, negative?
Any Democrat would do that, so I would just say neutral.
Neutral. What about as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space?
Her background somewhat.
Somewhat positive. Aaron Swinner has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Somewhat positive.
What about Aaron is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
I would say neutral. That's a lot of, you know, that's a campaign statement. That's not.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdose, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
I would say neutral.
Aaron Swinner has been on the front lines, fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life saving care to pregnant Texans?
I would say neutral, because any Democrat would do that.
Now, Representative Zwinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Again, neutral, because any Democrat would fight that.
Okay. And after hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Zwinner or Chavo Pastrana?
Pastrana. You changed my mind on this. You did. I switched because of what you asked me.
Okay.
What you said to me. And it's not you, but the script they gave you was underhanded, trying to paint her opponent as some sort of dick, when that's what a lawyer's job is to represent people.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is dirty. This is dirty politics.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir.
Yeah.
Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55 and 64.
Okay. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
College, bachelor's degree.
How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10. How many?
25.
25. So we can say 21 to 30 years.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for helping me complete the survey. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
You too. Bye.